Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I am your host, Chris the Media Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the official Season 8 premiere of Everything Marvel TV. I can't believe it. We're already on Season number 8 already? That's just crazy. Just to think. Now we are actually at our 148th episode of this podcast. In the series, in the whole entire podcast, 148 episodes. Almost at 150. Getting there to number 200 very soon. And we're going to be probably gaining a lot of it because I have an announcement to make. At the end of the podcast, unfortunately, I am going to be announcing it a little later in the podcast as I want to get through the cast. And it's a doozy. I have a lot of notes. I went through notes and notes and notes and notes. So this might be a long podcast, but hey, you guys get a special treat for the premiere of the preview of Survivor David vs. Goliath. I've been excited all summer for Survivor coming back. Like, I kind of miss it, you know? My thoughts, like, I kind of miss it. You know, I kind of miss Survivor in a way. I kind of miss hearing Jeff's voice and saying, "Survivor's ready, go," and all that fancy jazz that he says in each and every challenge that you see or you see. Let you see on the show. So it is good. It is finally nice to have Survivor back, back in the swing of things again. And it's been a long summer, and it's that time. It's fall, and it's time for Survivor. So let's get right into it. We're gonna start with Natalia. She is 25 years old. She currently is in California. She is an industrial engineer. Her hobbies are fitness, reading, and game nights with friends and family. Three words to describe her best: confident, charismatic, and blunt. I guess she will not be afraid to speak her mind this season. I'm looking forward to actually seeing what she is going to bring to the table, especially with Survivor, especially. So, who is her inspiration in life? Her dad is, obviously, he left the Jordan to come to the U.S. when he was 18 years old. No parents, no friends. He managed to become very successful for the family. He inspired her to be stronger and to be better as a person. Which Survivor contestant are you most like? Kelly Wentworth. Obviously, she was in the Game Changers season. And then I think she was... I forget what other season Wentworth was in. I forget. I forget what other season Wentworth is in. I'll check. I can just Google it right now. Wentworth. Okay, there we go. I'm pulling her up. She's born the same year as I am. Ah, she's the same age as I am. Cool. I didn't know that. She was in I can't say that. San Juan del Sur. That was the one Natalie won, I believe. That was the season Natalie won. She finished 14th. She was a little higher, but yeah, her inspiration was Kelly Wentworth. She kept finding herself at the bottom. She looked at all necessary steps to get further in the game. Yes, and Wentworth actually got the idol. Idol that was kind of, that was kind of heading at the challenge. So I can see why Natalia wants to kind of be she is more similar to Kelly Wentworth. I can see what maybe she's going to try to do something similar, or maybe you've tried better. I don't know. But so a reason for being a Survivor to win. They're all there to win, obviously. They know that. We know that as fans. We know that they are here to... they're there to win and to win the money and all that. But she wanted to be on the show for the moment she saw it as a kid. She's seen every episode. Always imagined what it would be like one of the contestants. She also seen Jeff Probst at a Survivor event. So, and also got a selfie with him as well. And she told him, "I want to be on the show." And of course, she had to make it happen. She said it's going to be challenging, but the best part is going to be winning, which will be the more rewarding side of things as well. So the winning will be more the rewarding side. So why do you think you survive Survivor? I believe she believes that she'll be the final survivor. She's good at reading people. She knows how to get what she wants. Also, she knows how to work people into doing things for her. Also could help make big moves in the game as well. So that will be definitely very, very, very interesting to see. That will be really interesting to see is what she's going to do. It'll be interesting to see what she does. So Carl, 41, from Houston. Truck driver. Hobbies are fishing, riding horses, and shooting pool. Three words to describe him best. Objective, tenacious, and adventurous. Who or what's inspiration in life? His father, always been a hardworking man. Never let anything get in the way of, you know, taking care of the family as well. Which survivor contestant is he most like? Three, because she never gave up. Always pushed herself when she felt like something she couldn't do. Very true, because Suri did go a long, way. Especially in Macronesia, and then also Game Changer, she did really, really, really well as well. So, reason for being a survivor to win $1 million, in better financial situation. Love the show, always wanted to be a part of it as well. And why do you think it's a survivor? He feels like he can outwit, outlast, and outplay everyone else. That is the model of survivor: outwit, outlast, outplay. That is the entire model of survivor: outwit, outlast, outplay. Pretty much. So we got Natalie, 56. Current residence, she's currently in Los Angeles. She's a publishing CEO. Her hobbies are roller skating, traveling, live concerts and plays, creating things, natural skincare, soul cleanser. Three words describe her best: competitive, decisive, and persistent. Definitely, I could probably see her. I could probably see her go at least maybe just before the jury mark, maybe, possibly. I know it's an older person. She is 56, after all. But I know, age is nothing but a number. I know what you guys are going to say to me on social media. Chris, age is nothing but a number. It's very true. Age is nothing but a number. And it's very, very, very true. Let's use Karen. We'll use Karen for an example on Big Brother Canada. Karen went to the final two with Robert Martin, and she is in her 50s as well. So anything's possible, you know. Don't count Natalie out. You know, she's got experience. That's the way I think of it. She's got experience being around for 56 years. She has experience, so you never know what to expect from her, right? You never know what to expect from her. The game hasn't even started yet, and we don't even know. Well, obviously it's recorded, but I mean, you know what I mean, right? The game hasn't really started for us to see what's going to happen over the next 2 months of Survivor. Like, we do not know what to expect yet. We do not know what to expect as of right now. So you never know, right? You never know what will happen on Survivor. It can be topsy-turvy at times, that's for sure. So who or what was inspiration in her life? Her mother was an amazing person, incredibly courageous, authentic, striking woman. Raised family in the church, struggled to shield us from gangs, drugs, and violence while living in the heart of central LA. She was the big mama to many and transitioned in 2015. So, which survivor contestant is she most like? Ken Spaulding from Survivor One World. I didn't even need to look that up because I remember that season very well. That name kind of rings a bell. Ken Spaulding was the winner of Survivor One World. And I believe that was the season that Colby supposedly quit, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I remember that. I do remember, he supposedly had some kind of illness or something, but Jeff calls it a quit. But anyways, she is like Ken Spaulding. She operates like a lot like him. Logical, strategic, calculating, bring more excitement to the game than she did that season. It was a bit predictable, obviously. Reason for being a survivor: like to do over top challenges, outside the normal, her normal everyday life. And then especially if someone says expects that I cannot do it, don't want people ever think she's predictable or for them to categorize her in a restrictive way. Also, motivation is the dream come true, an adventure, obviously. So she's been dreaming to do this for a long time and actually hopefully win and have the opportunity to compete and then become the sole survivor as well and win the money. So why do you think you survivor? She is analytical, logical, calculating, strategic. She reads people very well when they are not openly sharing. She's a young 56-year-old with great energy. People and often guess my age to be 10 to 15 years younger than she is. She understands the game and always has been a risk taker. That's like me. I'm a big risk taker with the video games as well. And then also, not afraid to make big moves, and she's a strong competitor in all that she does, and she says she's got this, so she's very confident she will do well. So Jeremy is the fourth Survivor contestant. He is 40. He's in New York City. He's an attorney. Hobbies are in traveling, dancing, and genealogy. Three words to describe you: funny, logical, and intuitive. Can't pronounce that, sorry. Who or what inspires him in his life? Doesn't really have a hero, but Oprah's ability to relate to people. So obviously, maybe I guess he is saying Oprah, I guess. Oprah is his inspiration, obviously. And then, which Survivor contestant is he most like? Jeremy from Survivor. I forget what season that was. It was like a Blood versus Water, I think, season. Second time Jeremy won that season. So his personality allow him to fly under the radar. Don't think my honesty and humor can take me as far as long as I make a strong partnership. And then for the reason Survivor, being a big fan for a very long time, venture most firsthand. I want to become a sole survivor, win the money, so I can care for my sick father at home. So that's the reason why he wants to be on Survivor. Then why do you think he'll survive Survivor? Believe he can have an uncanny ability to read people well, gain their trust, also not hindered by what others think back home. What they think about him, obviously, on the TV, obviously. And then hopefully won't be afraid to make big moves. So there's a lot of big move takers. That a lot of the castaways want to make a big move this season. They really want to make a big move this season, and that's good. That's a good thing, and hopefully they hopefully make it, because I know, I think there's a couple of seasons there back that was kind of unpredictable, Ben being one of them back in season 35. That was kind of unpredictable, but it was a good season though. I enjoyed that one too, but I mean, I'm glad they want to make big moves in the game. They do want to make those big moves in order to go further in the game. So we have number 5 on our castaway list is Pat, age 40. He is in the state of New York. Occupation is a maintenance manager. Hobbies are hunting, football, and boating. Three words to describe him: funny, hardworking, and loving. Who or what is an inspiration in his life? His dad's his hero. He worked two jobs when they were young for the family of 6. So obviously he had a big family. Obviously he had a really, really big family then. And then while his mother was confined to a hospital bed from an accident. Which Survivor contestant are you most like? Cochran, because he's a chameleon like me. Hatch, because he is true to life person. So Richard Hatch, wow, to hear that name now is just kind of makes me feel old, because I was only when Hatch played this first season, I was only about what, 12-13 years old when the first season came out. I was only getting into my early teens back then, obviously. So two parts, I guess he has two parts to it. Cochran, obviously, because he's chameleon, and then also Richard Hatch, who was the original OG winner of Survivor. I use the term OG always. Hatch won the first season. He won the first season of Survivor. That's why I call him the OG of Survivor, the original winner, you know. So the reason for being on Survivor is $1 million, but being a young parent to 3, excitement of tropical paradise is a thing. He never experienced it really. He never really has left the state of New York. So why do you think he survived Survivor? His mental, physical, and emotional skills are unmatched. Dedication, determination is his big, strong skills. So we're going into the next one. John, he's 38 years old. He lives in Los Angeles. He is a pro wrestler. I think I've heard of him before. John Hennigan, I believe that was his name. It was John Hennigan was the actual name of that was his full name. So I think I've heard of him as a wrestler. I definitely think I've heard of him, and I got to ask my friend Terry if he actually heard of the Survivor or this guy of John, if he's ever heard of him, because my friends are big wrestling fans more than I am, actually, because I'm not a big wrestling fan myself. I'm not into the wrestling kind of game there, but he's a pro wrestler. His hobbies are park hour, MMA, riding, and surfing. His three words describe him: irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
I'm gonna thinking, what? Irrelevant? Really? Why would you pick irrelevant as one of them? That makes no sense. I'm just kind of scratching my hair, my head right now. I'm just thinking, what? Irrelevant? Why would he be irrelevant? Like, okay, I don't know. That's gonna go far with him. I'm not sure, but yeah. And then ambitious and optimistic. So he's got two more positive traits there as well. And I still don't know why he put irrelevant down. I don't know why the hell he put irrelevant down. I just don't know. That's just beyond me why they even did that. Like, why they put irrelevant down as one of his... Why he put relevant down as one of his three words described him. That's just, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm completely confused by that. Personal claim to fame. Pro wrestling fans know him as Mayor of Slamtown. John as the Mayor of Slamtown. Johnny Nitro. John Morrison. Johnny Mundo. Johnny Impact. The Shaman of Sexy. He has had championships. He has plenty of other nicknames that aren't so nice. In addition to being a famous pro wrestler, he had been on dozens of TV shows like Glow on Netflix, movies including the award-winning action comedy Boone, Bounty Hunter, which he actually wrote and produced that too. That's really cool. That's really cool he did that. Who or what is your inspiration in life? His dad, most authentic, charismatic, and well-read human being he's known. He has worked tirelessly to provide an amazing life for my sisters, my mother, and I. He's the center of every conversation which he engages and always has time for family, which is really good. So, which Survivor contestant are you most like? Mike Holloway with Shades of Cochran. So, two parts there. So, he plans to form alliances early and then play a loyal game at first. Place strategically in challenges. Dominate when necessary. If it seems, you know, strategically wise, I'll dominate challenges. But plan to have more attack than Mike when he comes to publicly putting his desire to win the game over a group's happiness. Because that kills the trust within the group. For Cochran, obviously, he's calling Cochran the therapist. Similar how Mike stood up for Sharon. Cochran seemed to have more consistent relationship within his group than Mike. So obviously there's a little bit of a difference there within the relationship between the two. So going to Christian, 32 years old, my age actually. He's from Florida. He's a robotics scientist. His hobbies are clarinet, primary classical, digs and performs in orchestras, casual coding, once wrote a computer program, trained my dog. Success was mixed. Sous chef to his girlfriend. He chops, she cooks. They make some good food together as well. Three words to describe him best is intellectual. I can't talk today. Dang it. Intellectual, jovial, and driven. That's a word I never heard of. Jovial? That's a new word for me. That's a brand new word for me. And then, who is his inspiration in life? His parents or his heroes? No contest. They toasted me my successes, comforted me in failure, and helped me back on my feet. I can't count all the ways they supported him. Which contestant is he most like? Steven Fishback, who is actually host of the Survivor Know-It-Alls on Rob Has a Podcast. And I know, I shameless plug, I'm sorry. Shameless plug, but I'm a RHCP fan, I guess you would say. I do listen to their podcast outside of my own. I admit it. So Fishback, talks about the game as a chaotic whirlpool of alliances, nerdy game analysis, warms my heart. His heart doesn't do poetry, but would object to calling a wizard. The reason to being on Survivor, to win and prove, not a diploma or a resume. He's a formidable person, qualifications or not. Also wants to make his mark on the game and help innovate the way Survivor is strategically played. I need the game and the game needs him as well. So that's what he said as well in his bio. And then, why do you think you'll survive Survivor? Oh, in my intelligence, kindness, and creativity. He'll be quick on his asset, threat, and avenues of advancement while cultivating positive relationship with everyone. If he's in a tight spot, he'll adapt and figure a way out of it. What could go wrong? That's interesting to him saying that. That's really interesting he says that. And then next up is Kara. She's 30, lives currently in San Diego. She's a realtor. Hobbies are friends, not the the show, real people, running, biking, yoga, dancing, snowboarding. Three words that best describe her: energetic, persistent, and passionate. Who is her inspiration in life? Her mom. Always dropped wisdom, was the epitome of what mother should be to her kids, which is totally true. And a perfect role model practice, and she preached, not to mention she was hilarious and opinionated. What contestant is she most like? Poverty shallow. She made power plays right at the right time. She would have a positive attitude, make connections like Figgy, except avoid getting into a showman at all costs. Ooh, ouch, that's gonna hurt. Reason for being survivor to win $1 million. Get her dad back on his feet for good. Ran a successful business till he lost it all in the recession. She helped support him. Could only do so much. Stepped outside of her comfort zone. Proved we can do anything. Do anything that her mind is set to do. You know. She wants to carry on her mom's legacy. Make her really proud. Also love to have a down payment for a house that she lives in currently in San Diego. One of the hottest real estate markets, and it is very, very, very expensive at this time, which is true. California is not cheap, that's for sure. What do you think of Survivor? She's relentless, don't give up. You can get along and even make friends with all walks of life. She's a chameleon. Sarah's pretty savvy and adept. Observe anything, everything. Ability to keep herself if need be. Strong and focused. Threatened challenges, not afraid to be cutthroat. In this world today, you call that savage. Social game would be impressive, so she's gonna have a very good social game. And also, she could win over the jury as well. That's what she's saying. She can actually win over the jury as well. So now we have Angelina. She is 28 years old in California, a financial consultant, traveling the world, trying new things is her hobby. Political activism, hosting margarita nights, dancing, workout class. Classes, anything involving French Bulldog, ready to start a nonprofit, ready to run, with encourages powers and quips middle school and high school age girls to run for student government positions in their schools. They were to describe her: intuitive, persuasive, and loving. Her parents are her inspiration in life. Incredibly worked hard for everything and have to make good life for us kids. Their never-ending love and support and belief in me. She is able to accomplish anything she ever set her mind to. Survivor contestant is she most like? Nellie Anderson for intellect, sense of timing, character, poverty for her charm, social awareness, cunningness, and both women for their warrior spirits overall and badassness. And I don't think that's even a word, honestly. Why she thinks she's gonna survive. Reasons for being a survivor: it's an ultimate challenge of grit, savviness, and strategy. Natural competitive person, test herself, abilities to, test her limits. Also, as a military spouse, I believe we are strongest and most adaptable people as well. So, which is true. That is very true. So let's get into why she thinks she will survive Survivor. She's very, very optimistic, positive person. Always, see the best in everything, everyone. Also, even through the hardest situations, she is not super outdoorsy. Quick learner, always down to trying something new. Scrappy, adaptable, smart, fun, stubborn as hell. The love for people, empathy, emotional awareness, what she is credited for. Tend to trust people. Lastly, not afraid to take risks and play hard. Use all these skills at the right time with the right people in order to make it way to the end. So Alec is the 10th castaway on the preview cast today. He's 24. He's from California. He's a bartender. He likes surfing, playing guitar, also making travel videos. Charismatic, tenacious, and humorous. His mom and dad have been an inspiration in his life, showing him what love is and means to stay positive throughout the tough time. His dad been laid off a time or two. Also, creative way to make money and fighting for things to work. His mom is selfless individual, hardworking, real estate, someone who's always positive and wants nothing but the best for those around her as well. And then also, so which Survivor contestant is he most like? He is most relatable to Jay. I'm believing that's from Millennials versus Gen X, if I remember correctly. Joe and Malcolm, all these players are charming, likable individuals. They're also dominating for Morris during the challenges and physical fit, which makes him a useful asset around camp, which isn't for being a survivor, always been a go-getter, someone who, you know, takes no for an answer, wants to outlast outplay everyone, also wants to prove himself that he can be a likable, charming, physical threat player, also be at the, sitting at the tribal council and win the $1 million prize. So why do you think he will survive Survivor, charm people, both guys and girls, read people and understand situations, personality is endearing, able to adapt in different environments, job is to deal with all walks of life as well, and then, like Survivor, obviously, and also his social game is going to be unstoppable, so he thinks he's going to do well, and I think he will. So we have Bai, she is 28 years old, Houston, she is an MMA fighter. I do not know what MMA is, because I know I'm way behind the time, and, especially being a, what do they call that, millennial? Yeah, I should be up with the times these days, but I'm not. So she is an MMA fighter, reading anything with water and working out is her hobbies. Three words to describe her: strong, smart, and funny. And then who is her inspiration in life? It is her sister, Twi. She is resilient and hardworking. She was in college tutoring calculus while learning English and graduating her top of the class. So which Survivor she most like? Ben from season 35, I know, because Ben won his season then. She's a physical, strong, sort of, but quiet and observant as well. Observant, reason for being a survivor. This is her first season I've watched was season 35. Heroes vs. Healers vs. Hustlers, and she thought she could definitely dominate the experience and win. And I would have seen this show earlier. I would have applied years ago. So, she does not know much about Survivor. She does not know much about Survivor. She does not know a lot about the show at this point. But, you never know. You know, they'll be interesting to see. And actually, I'm looking at my paper in front of me here in the studio. And actually, she's one of my picks. And we'll talk about the pick who I picked to win Survivor this season as well. So, why does she think she'll survive Survivor? Elite athlete. We win many challenges. Great asset to the team. Born and lived in rural Vietnam until she was 9. So natural survival skills are impeccable. Soul card for living. Convince people of what they want and need. Being a fighter, she's a great strategist for a fight besides the physical training. Most of all, she is adaptable. So I think she can do well. Maybe that's why I picked her. It was because she would do well. So 12th person on the cast list here is Elizabeth. She's 31 from Texas. And she is a kitchen staff. Her hobbies are gardening, growing her own food, horseback riding. I haven't had any horses for a few years though. Cooking down to earth, but fantastic food. Also, three words to describe her: hardworking, unique, and crazy. Interesting. Her inspiration in her life is her brother Josh. He's in the U.S. military currently. He loves and adores family, fiercely loyal to his faith. We're best friends growing up and talk about everything. Also, we have our own families now. Don't talk as much, but love him more than anything ever. And then also, she thinks of him every time going through a struggle. Remember to keep pushing and don't quit. So, did I say she? Yes, yeah, that's she. That's right. And then which survivor contestant she most like? Big Tom from Africa. He was a redneck, funny, farming, currently culture. Also, Sandra Diaz Twine. Oh, yeah, the queen stays the queen. That's what I always say when I hear Sandra's name, actually. And then also, where was I saying? Her, who was passionate, smart, played the game hard and objective, and she won twice too. Definitely, she is a definite role model. Reason for being a survivor: being true to who she is, pursuing her dreams no matter how crazy. If it's something that you do, go for it, right? She can't stand the idea of living with regret. She wants to live her life as well. And also, why she thinks she'll survive Survivor. So she'll be liked and needed by, especially at the beginning, the provider role, develop relationships, also bring cultures and ages together, be competitive in challenges, strong, don't quit. And then she did not quit during her season of depression, putting one foot in front of the other, didn't rely on feelings but logic. She defends people and injustice. People talk to her because she's trustworthy, so she's saying she will be trustworthy in this game especially as well. So she's watched enough of the game, obviously, so she knows what Survivor is. She knows exactly what Survivor is. She knows exactly what this game is going to be. So she knows a lot about it. And she says she's a geek as well. She just loves the show. She's a big fan. She loves the strategy. Don't mind cutting ties if it benefits her. She's moved all over the planet and it's worked out. So she'll be an interesting one to watch as well. So we have Gabby, 25. She lives in Denver. Technical writer, hiking, binge watching, cooking shows but never cooking, reading too many online reviews before I commit to anything. That's her hobbies. Three words to describe her: excitable, intelligent, and empathetic as well. Also inspiration in her life is anyone brave enough to be vulnerable, love with our whole heart, and speak out against injustice, and anyone that brave enough to rock banks. What the heck? That makes no sense to me. So which Survivor contestant is she most like? Aubrey, as she is smart, emotional, intelligent, prone to terror-filled moments like Dawn. Also flirty, like she'll be flirty like Parvati. If she were bad at flirting and only nerdy guys liked her. Reason for being a Survivor: human psychology, social dynamics fascinates her. So obviously, definitely that is one of the big things as well. And then she also loves and hates pushing herself out of her comfort zone. She can rise above the mental and emotional of the game as well. Don't forget, there is a emotional, physical and emotional side of Survivor that we all know, right? And of course, outwit, outlast, outplay. How many times have I said that in this podcast? Too long. So why she thinks she'll survive Survivor? She has knowledge of the game. She's social enough to hide it and not be a complete dork. Kind of reminds me of Hannah when back in Survivor Millennials vs. Gen X. I remember her very well. Gabby kind of reminds me of Hannah, I guess, from Millennials vs. Gen X. I don't know. Just kind of, I got that vibe, you know? I got that bit of that vibe with Gabby. She kind of reminds me of Hannah. Back in Survivor Millennials vs. Gen X. For some weird reason, I just don't know why. Also, she's an emotional, empathetic person. She has a capacity of analytical thinking. Balance between brain and heart will win her allies and $1 million. So we have Jessica. She's 19. So we have someone that's 19 in the that's being casted this season. That's great. No, that's great to see some young blood in the Survivor as well. And then Lakeland. So she is currently in Florida. She is a waitress, photography, interacting with children, and event planning. Three words to describe her: outgoing, motivated, and strategic thinker. Also, who is her what is her inspiration in life? Mrs. Johnson. And the reason is she wants to be a teacher. She is selfless, humble, and truly just a beautiful person inside and out. She is like a second mother to her and thankful for her guidance throughout the years. Which Survivor will she be most like? Sarah from Lake. She was in Game Changers. Phenomenal social game. Also, the relationship she normally builds with people while doing that, balancing camp life and hopefully making it as far as she did. So that is the strategy that she has behind that as well. And then what's the reason for being on Survivor? Motivation is experience, obviously, because the show brings, you know, travel, put out your comfort zone as well, you know, prove people wrong and show them that, you know, you can do this as well. That's another reason. Why do you think you survive Survivor? No one expect to know the game like she does. They do. She does. She's able to think on her toes. She's a big people person as well. And then she's easy to get along with. You can form good relationships when it comes to time for the final tribal council. And, you know, could get many votes or talk them into it. So she's able to, you know, talk them into it. So next up we have Allison, 28, Chapel from North Carolina. She's a physician. Hobbies are getting the bottom of the bottomless breadsticks at Olive Garden, working out in any capacity, typical swimming, circuit training, running, or hiking, playing medical, would you rather, with friends. Three words to describe her: hero, healer, and hustler. Actually, that's kind of a title of one of the Survivors about a year ago from now, around this time. So, inspiration in her life, parents telling the work ethic, industry, persuasive. They made so many sacrifices as siblings. They would have every opportunity as possible, pushed her to the best version of herself, lead a purposeful life, guided by integrity and morality. Which Survivor she's most like? Andrea Bohickey, fellow Midwesterner, who is tough, challenges, hardworking, around camp, you know, strategic and fierce competitor as well. Reason for being a Survivor: win the $1 million. Thank my parents. preparing for endless opportunities again through the years. Also looking for a new unparalleled venture, undisputed divine path for 10 years. Swede medicine, now perfect opportunity for her to deviate from expected to something totally unpredictable. Why do you think you survived Survivor? Stakes are higher for me than actually aware. Stepping away from patients in my program for 2 months. Not afraid to make big moves. We'll fight to the very end. I'm sitting across from the jury at the Final Trouble Council, and they will all commend the brilliant strategic game that she has played. So next up, we have Dan. He is 27 years old. He is from Florida. He's a SWAT officer. Working out in the gym is his hobby. Running the stadium, running the SWAT obstacle course, playing video games, and having date nights with his daughters. And 3 words that best describe him: determined, athletic, and competitive. Who or what is his inspiration in life? His hero is the stepfather, Tim. Obviously, Tim, his father, met his mother shortly after parents separated. Whole life has been a steady father figure, amazing role model, who taught me value of hard work, humble man. Also, he had nothing at 7 years old. He had nothing. Mother him worked diligently. He started a company from nothing. Now want for nothing. So Survivor contestant he is most like Malcolm from season 25. He feels young and athletic. Can do well in challenges, making me an asset to the team in the beginning. Play the game strategically as well. Also helping him run deep in the game as well. So the reason for being on Survivor is to win $1 million, obviously. He wants to provide a great life for his children. He wouldn't be doing it otherwise. Second motivation is the desire to compete. I love competing, love winning. Haven't been able to compete at a high level since played college football. And I love to be able to compete against other gifted men and women. Why do you think you'll survive Survivor? Believe that he'll be a winner for multiple reasons. Strong desire to win. Want to win absolutely everything I do. Whether it's checkers or the girls, just want to find the first one to call for service at work. I'm not going to go through into all the details because it's a long winded. His answer is really long, and I just don't want to keep you guys bored. So I've decided I'm going to move on to Davey. He is 30 years old. He lives in Atlanta. He's a social media manager. Hobbies are swimming, hiking, biking, fishing, basically any outdoor activity that involves my Huskies. Playing Scrabble, cosplaying, and memes. 3 words to describe him: uncommon, adventurous, and calculating. His inspiration in his life is Rip Grimes, who is his hero. Obviously, it is a fictional character. He is from The Walking Dead TV series. I've heard that term many times when Dan Giesling played his Walking Dead playthrough on YouTube. He always made that reference of Rick Grimes every time on any of the series he's done. Actually, he is mentioned that. So I know it's a fictional character from The Walking Dead. Which Survivor contestant is most like? Jeremy Collins, generally a good guy. Also Tony Filacos, he is innovative thinker to the game. Also finally Adam Klein, he's a family man with a giddy sense of humor. So they're all winners, and so is he. Reason for being on Survivor: to prove himself that he can do this. The reason. Also, he wants to be so unique, metal assault. Self-accomplishment, and why do you think he's a Survivor? Understand how packs work. Obviously, he's a Siberian Husky breeder, so he knows how packs work, obviously. Also, he says he will mingle with the other entire tribe, show my sociability, be assertive when it's time to put his friends, talk about his friend in the game as well. Why does he survive Survivor? He may not be a physical threat, but he's doing kickboxing about 4 months. Study other contestants, use their weaknesses to advantage. Good social game, he wants to win. Most rely on his social game. He will vote people off, but my relationships with him will be real. He's very loyal, honest person. He will not try not to backstab people, but it's a game, but he wants to win, obviously. So Nick is 27. He's from Kentucky. He's a public defender, boating on a lake, four-wheeler riding, tailgate football games, and Keeneland racehorses. Also, 3 words to describe him is charming, outgoing, intelligent. Who or what's inspiration in his life? His mama, Joan, his grandma. Obviously, the most selfless person he's ever met. When his mom and dad got divorced, she raised me and my 4 siblings while we stayed with my dad. She taught me life-changing, lessons as well. Work hard, play hard, love hard was her favorite quote as well. That was one of her, quotes that she had as well. Whichever she is the most like, JT from Tokachins. Heroes for Villains and Game Changers. He's got that Southern Charm as well. The reason for being on Survivor, you know, is mentor. The reason to be on Survivor, venture, money, and fame, honestly. And he also said in the end that Survivor contestants are only famous for about 6 months after Survivor. Not necessarily true. That's not necessarily really true in a way. So, why do you think he's still a Survivor? He said that if he's final Survivor, he's a total package for this game. He's an adamant, hardworking son of a gun, chasing dreams his whole life. Likeable, social guy. Third, he is physical threat and stronger. Fourth, he is very smart and is hidden well beyond his accent and appreciation for small town life. Also, he said he's a Survivor strategy expert. He's a super fan who's analyzed every season and every move on Survivor. So, he thinks he's able to do it. Finally, our last one, Mike, and you might recognize the last name. I don't have it written down actually in my note because I only wrote first names on my note for the podcast. But Mike was on The Amazing Race. Yes, Mike and Mel. Mike and Mel was the name of the team. And they were on The Amazing Race, USA. And I'm actually running it into my computer here. Because they were on The Amazing Race, I think, believe, for two seasons or one season, maybe. One season, I remember. But yeah, Mike is competing in Survivor this season. So this is kind of a crossover season where we have an Amazing Race alumni on Survivor. That's really cool to hear that. That's really cool to hear, to see that. And I was like, I know this guy. He looks so darn familiar to me. But Mike, yeah, he was on The Amazing Race Unfinished Business and Amazing Race 14, as I'm looking it up on my browser here on my computer. Yep, they were on The Amazing Race 14 and the Unfinished Business season as well. They came in 6th in the season 14. They came in 10th on the Unfinished Business season as well. So he is 47, even though it says 48 here. So maybe when they wrote the bios, I guess, maybe this was written before, you know, Survivor, you know, before they released the bios. But he is 48 on here, because his birthday just passed about 3 months ago, almost 3 months ago. And in 3 days, it'll be 3 months since his birthday. So he is 48. He lives in Los Angeles. He's a filmmaker. His hobbies are travel, wine enthusiast, and water sports. Three words describe him: curious, funny, dynamic, and imaginative. Who or what's an inspiration in his life? George Plimpton, a great writer who wanted to experience the things he was writing about. He was fearless, inquisitive, and enlightened. Which Survivor contestants he most like? Jonathan Penner, good storyteller. And Rob Cesternino from Survivor Amazon and All Stars, obviously. Rob Cesternino has a good read on people. It's true. Rob Cesternino has a good read on people. Rob Cesternino does have a good read on people. Even as a podcaster, he does too. He does have a good read. I realized that watching Rob has a podcast each and every week, or every time he posts something up, I'm like, oh, he can really read people. Even as a podcaster, he can still do that. So inspiration in his life was George. Oh, sorry, no. Reason for being on Survivor is always wanted to play and see how he would do. Secondary is the absurd challenge of it all. What does he think he'll survive Survivor? He has a desire and he knows the game. He's a student of human psychology, like what people say and how they behave. So that is the cast list for Survivor: David versus Goliath. Now we got some picks. I'm going to do this a little different this year. My picks are for the guys: John, Christian, Alec, and Nick. And then the girls are Gabby, Jessica, Bai, and Kara. And those are my picks. And I'm going to, maybe on the first podcast, or sorry, not the first, but the third podcast, I will talk to Larry. I'll do like a Skype call, or not Skype call, Discord call, because I do Discord. And I'll ask him, what picks do you want? And I'm definitely going to be getting together with them in the next week or two probably after Thanksgiving. He'll be with me here in the studio again, and maybe in give me a couple of weeks, and then I'll do picks with him, and we'll see who does better this season as well. All right, that's it for this episode of Everything About TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this very long-winded episode. There was a lot of notes. I gotta say, there was a lot of notes covered to cover this podcast. I enjoyed it. I had fun going through everybody and, you know, making my commentary about some of the contestants as well as we're going through the bios and whatnot. It was interesting, and I'm really happy that to see Mike actually beating this year, and I'm curious to see how he's gonna do. Also, you can follow me on social media at Crispy on the Web, on Twitter and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed on for Crispy and the for Everything About Road TV. I appreciate you guys following and subscribing and, you know, being an avid listener of the podcast, and I will see you guys. Before I go, I almost forgot. There will be no podcast this Thursday as it's scheduled. Thursday and Saturday, there's no podcast this week. This is the last podcast for the week as I will be actually away in the United States visiting some family and I'll be going to a wedding as well, so I will not be available. I don't have a laptop or a computer or anything I can take mobile-wise and do podcasts from the road, unfortunately. But I will be back next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, a week tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern for the Survivor David vs. Goliath's first episode recap. And then also on, And then at 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll be doing the Hell's Kitchen first recap of the season. Bringing back Hell's Kitchen for you guys. Been highly requested, so I'm going to give it a shot and see what you guys think. If you don't like it, then just let me know on social media. All right, have a good one, guys. I will see you guys next week. Have a great week. Have a great, good weekend as well. And I'll talk to you guys next week when I'm back from the United States of America. Bye for now.